Okay, so we have to go fast. So we are going to see together some general points about search engines and Google. Then some examples, some search examples and results examples. Then, of course, some recommendations for you to protect yourself, your website, against some Google attacks. And we will conclude on some kinds of Google attacks. Okay? First of all, some general points. So during a pen test, I'm a pen tester myself. So during pen tests, the first phase is information gathering about your target. It's the first phase of a pen test, but it's also a first phase of a real attack, of course. So you have here the typical pen test process. So the first phase is information gathering about your target, okay? Then you identify the vulnerabilities on the target systems. Then you exploit them. And if you can go further, you go more in depth in the target architecture, in the target networks, in internal networks, etc. So the information gathering is the first step, but also some steps further. So a search engine like Google is obviously a common pen test tool. Why? Because it's passive. You can get some information without sending packets to your target. It's stealth for the same reason. So you can, the first phase can last some days, some weeks, even some months, and the target isn't aware. And the search engine uses, in fact, the memory of the net. Everybody knows that it's a non-volatile memory on the internet. If you posted a message on a news group 10 years ago, it's still there. So you were young, you made a mistake, it's still there. Okay? So Google has a cache. Google also has news groups. And you have also the website called archive.org. And you can find on this website all the old versions of websites on the internet. It's very, very interesting for a pen tester and also for an attacker. Okay? Let's see some examples now. So from the easier to the more complex ones, in fact. So you can, of course, identify the web server. If you find some example pages, if you find some typical errors in Google cache, you know that your target is running IIS or is running Apache, etc. It's a good point. You can detect also some other systems like corporate HTTP and FTP outgoing proxies. Even if you filtered your outgoing proxy, if nobody outside can connect to them, you are leaving some logs and some traces in file logs, in web logs, in fact, and an attacker can find the IP address of your corporate HTTP proxy. Okay, you can find also SMTP headers, typically in news groups, on Google Groups, for example. You can find entire messages with the headers, and you can find there some information about SMTP routing, outgoing and ingoing of your company. It's very interesting, and you don't have to send a real message to a non-existent user to get this information. So it's passive and it's stealth. Then you can find some sensitive files that you have put offline, but that are still in Google cache. And you can find also some information on, for example, ex-employees that are now working for competing companies. Okay, so there we could talk about information warfare, that is to say, attack with information, but it's not the subject here. We are remaining on attacks, logical attacks. We don't talk about information warfare, okay? Okay, some examples. A very short Google how-to. because you know that you have another presentation at this time that will be longer than this one, so we have to do a short presentation. Okay, so what can be useful for you? Some special characters are the double quote, the dot, the plus, and the minus. When you use several words between double quotes, they will be searched with that order. Okay, I think everybody knows that. The dot is a wild card for one character, so you can use this kind of wild card in your searches. The plus is to specify a mandatory word, a word that you want to find in your results. And the minus is the opposite. You don't want results containing the word bar. Then some useful Google keywords. So I think you know some of them. It's first of all file type to indicate that you want in your results files with some extension, like .abc, for example. Here, you can search for Word files .doc, some Excel files .xls, etc. I think you know that. Then you can use the site keyword to make your search only on a site, a given site. You can use in text. So you want results containing the word foo, for example. It's a bit like the plus, in fact. Huh? More interesting, it's in title and in URL. You can specify some words that you want to see in the title of the results and in the URL. You will see in the slides after this that the in URL is very useful to find some sensitive files. Okay, and the other keywords are link, to know which page is linking on your site, for example, on the site foo.com here. The cache keyword is to get directly to the version of the page that is stored in Google Cache, so you don't have to click, in fact, on the real page on your target. You see, you read directly the cache version. Cached version. Related is to find some pages that are looking like, that are like, in fact, one page that you specify. And for fun, in fact, you can also use the phone book keyword to make a search in the phone book and find someone. And the new, I think it's the latest keyword, it's define, to have some definitions about a word. Google is able to find some definitions in its database, and it presents yourself three or four definitions of the term of the word you specify. Very funny sometimes. Okay, so for an attacker, what is useful for him? He or she can use Google as an offline browser. With this search, for example, site foo.com and the keyword foo, it returns every cached page on the site, potentially all the pages that are present on the website, on your target website. So you have the number of pages of your website, you have the content of the pages, and you can find some useful information at this stage without sending packets to your target. It's like a stealth CGI scanner, in fact. Now, more specific examples now to find passwords. You can use such searches, index of, to find the pages, to find the website where directory browsing is allowed. So you are looking for HT password or password files, for example. It's only an example. You can find some Excel files containing a column named username or password or email, etc. And of course, you can search for specific files like the WSFTP log file, the config.php file, etc., etc. And I told you about all in URL keywords, you can find with this search a specific file name admin.mdb. It's an access database that could contain, of course, the administrator password. And you can look for front page files like with a search like this. Okay, we are going to go faster. A first example, David Litchfield isn't here, I think. He would be glad to see that his tool, NT-InfoScan, is used to post some results on the internet. And you have in this file I found on the internet a real password here, warning the account here password is the same that the login name. Okay, very dangerous. So other file other searches that you can use to find sensitive files or information useful information for an attacker. Robots files, again, front page files that could contain some useful information about passwords and development files, etc. You can search for systems when the system files are accessible, like WinNT, System 32, etc. You can find IPsec files, ipsec.com. .conf files, etc., etc. And something very, very interesting for an attacker is the ODBC errors. In ODBC errors, you can find some very useful information like table names, some request parts, some server names, and sometimes some passwords to access the databases. Last thing, you can look for also some reports like Nessus report. So you have, in fact, the vulnerabilities without looking for them. They are already in the report. So I've already used some of these files and some of these searches, and it was very, very funny sometimes what you can find during pen tests. For example, you can find some help messages. In fact, this is a slightly modified real example. It was an administrator that was very, very in trouble, and he had to find a solution very, very quickly. And he posted on a news group his internal architecture. He posted some internal IP addresses. We had all the internal architecture of the target with this message. Whoops. Yeah. Oh. Sorry. No. Okay. Okay. So you have the slides on your papers. Okay, I'm going to go on. So you have some other examples on your paper, and I think we are going to talk about recommendations. In fact, so. You have to protect yourself, you have to protect your web servers against such searches, such Google attacks. So you have to patch your server, your web servers against the latest attacks. You have to secure them, to harden them. You have to make such searches yourself to see what information about you, what information about your users is available on the internet. Then you can ask Google, in fact, to delete the pages from its cache, from its database. And you have to keep in mind, in fact, some social engineering or some information warfare attacks, like calling an administrator, knowing that he posted in a news group something about old cars, I don't know, something like that. And you phone him, you tell him, oh, I have an old car to sell. Do you want to see a picture? And you send him a picture. He opens your file, and it wasn't only a picture, and you have installed a try-on on his workstation. Okay, so Google is a great tool for social engineering too. Keep this in mind, but I think you know it. Okay, it's a Windows password. Okay. Okay. Up. Okay. I wasn't lucky, okay? I don't have to bet today. Okay. Black hat. Google. Okay, so we talked about all this. Okay, we talked about social engineering. We started to talk about recommendations. So yes, just a word about web-based honeypots and honey tokens. It could be useful for you to set up a honeypot and to put on it some web pages you specially crafted to attract, in fact, pen testers or attackers. And if you analyze your web logs, you can see the keywords used on Google to get to this page, and you can react and modify your website accordingly. Honey tokens is only a data captured by an attacker and used afterwards that helps you detect that you have been attacked. Okay. So. Control Google content. You have to organize a regular watch yourself to see and to discover what information is available about you on the internet. And you can ask Google to delete the pages. Just surf to this URL to know how to be removed from Google database. So, sorry. Yeah, exactly. The demo effect. Okay, so we are just in time to conclude. I'm sorry for the crash. Google is a great tool. It's the pen tester's best friend and also the attacker's best friend. You have to pay attention so about your information, your public information. Okay? And do not hesitate to ask Google to be removed from its database. I think I didn't forgot something. So you have some links here, some links about Google, in particular Google APIs, very, very interesting and useful APIs, and some articles and websites about Google attacks. The one from Johnny Long, Google Docs. Johnny Long is doing a presentation on Google attacks now. And then some other tools like Athena Tools, very, very useful tool. Okay, so if you have questions, it's now. Yeah? Yeah. I've got friends running some commercial websites that asked Google to be removed. So for most of them, it worked, in fact. And for one or two of them, it was very long, yes. sometimes you have problems. But I think Google is making some progress about that. Yeah. Oh, it takes, I think, 1 or 2 weeks, something like that. Sorry? Sorry, slower, please. Oh, to sign, yes. Yes, yes, you have to authenticate yourself, yeah. Yeah, I think you have to put a special page on your website to prove that you are the webmaster, and then Google connects to your website, see that you have put online a special web page, so you are the webmaster, and they remove your data from their database. It's a kind of authentication, in fact. I don't know. Maybe not. Because it's they bought, in fact, this database from another company before, and I don't know if they can remove what they want, or I don't know. We have to ask Google for that. Someone from Google here? No, nobody. Sorry. Sorry. I heard stock options. Okay. Another question? Okay. So we are in time. Thank you very much.